to do with what befalls God's people at the end of time. It was to bring together a group of wise at the beginning of Adventism that would begin this work, and ultimately the same principle will work at the end of time when the parable of the 10 virgins is fulfilled again. This is the basic overview of Daniel 12. We're going to look at it in another presentation in terms of why we shouldn't reapply these time prophecies here. But what I hope you're seeing is that Daniel obviously is illustrating God's people at the end of the world here in the last verses of Daniel 12. But primarily, or specifically, he's identifying the Millerite time period. Whereas, brothers and sisters, and this is the part you may not have looked at before, the illustration, the parable, at the beginning of Daniel's last vision, in Daniel chapter 10, is illustrating something different. It's not illustrating the Millerite time period. It's illustrating God's people at the very end of time. And to use Daniel as an illustration of God's people at the end of time is a common understanding in Adventism. If you've been an Adventist very long, you're bound to have heard people identify Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 1 as illustrating the 144,000 at the end of the world, and one of the primary and first characteristics of the 144,000 at the end of the world is that they were going to be health reformers. That's what was being illustrated in Daniel chapter 1, and that's accurate. Daniel is symbolizing God's people at the end of the world in chapter 1. Chapter 3, there's 11 times at least where Sister White says the image of that Nebuchadnezzar set up on the plain of Dura is the Sunday law test. So we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel chapter 3 symbolizing God's people during the Sunday law test at the end of the world. So it's nothing strange to be using Daniel to illustrate God's people at the end of the world, but you don't hear it in chapter 10 very often of Daniel. But I want to apply this here because this is obviously what's being illustrated. Let me share some characteristics here, and let me start with verse 5 of Daniel 10. Then I, and this is Daniel, then Daniel lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and feet like in color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so they fled to hide themselves. Brothers and sisters, you go over the historical narrative of chapter 11.